Here's one of the better ways to win an argument. Do what they do in a court of law. Cite witnesses. Sure. When you're trying to convince somebody how wrong they are, especially when you're talking about their personality or their behavior or their emotions or their conduct and treatment of you, it might not be convincing or persuasive enough to only give your impressions, your opinion. What you got to do is you got to pull in people, unbeknownst to these other people, by the way. You got to pull in people who agree with you. Let me give you an example how to do this. Let's say you're trying to convince your spouse that he or she is really sloppy, not real considerate in picking up stuff, closing drawers. When you talk about this, say things like, and I'm not the only one who thinks this. My mother noticed it the last time she was here. Cite another person, see. Bring in as many witnesses as you can. Now, is this a fair way to fight? Absolutely not. Not at all. It's yucky. Ugly. Inequitable. But if your goal is to win the argument, as well as to make that other person feel bad, if you don't have the power to make them feel bad yourself with your own arguments, bring in people that you think have some leverage with them. And if you can cite more than one, cite three or four or five. I'm not the only one who thinks this. Pretty much everybody I've talked to has noticed this about you. That's really a good way to do it. Because you see, those other folks are not there to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute, that's not exactly what I think. They're not there. You can just cite them as witnesses on your side, of course. You never cite a witness who doesn't agree with you. Well, I'm not the only one who notices you're self-centered. Well, my mother thinks you're a wonderful person, so I'll cite her. No, you can't ever cite anybody who might give a different perspective than our own. You gotta cite people who agree with you. And here's another good way to do it, too, because that will make it so that the person you're arguing against will be tempted to be upset at those other people, too. If I find out that 9 people in my extended family just happen to think that I'm an abrasive, obnoxious human being, first of all, I'm going to be ecstatic because I thought it was about 22. Nevertheless, I might say something like, I want names, I want dates, I want pictures, I want to know who this is. It's great. Because then, when you cite witnesses, you can make the other person upset at the witnesses. So that after your argument is over, the witnesses are still kind of thrown under the bus. Because you quoted them. Or you alluded to them. Now, sometimes you don't have to cite witnesses directly. I'm not the only one who thinks this. I think you'd be pretty surprised at some of the other people who do. You could leave it at that. You could give clues. I think you'd be pretty surprised at some of the other people who do, who have the same last name as you and who raised you since you were a baby. Now, you didn't mention any names directly, but you kind of made it clear. You could do that. Cite witnesses. Will that make the other person feel good toward you? No. Will it make them feel like they're being ganged up on? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if that's your goal, then you're going to achieve it. But if your goal is to try to get to a resolution of whatever problem it is that you're debating or arguing about that you've argued about the last 9 years, you cite witnesses, and it doesn't carry a whole lot of weight the vast majority of the time. Why? Because When was the last time the other person, when you cited a witness, responded with, oh, I didn't know that? The fact that you think that carries some weight, although not much, but the fact that you've cited four other people by name and social security number? Now, that makes a difference. I think I may have to alter who I am. I certainly don't want all those people thinking that of me. Have you had that happen, have you? I suspect not. Because there's a natural defensiveness to we humans, to us humans. Is it we or us? It's us, the objective case. I'm just so scrupulously attentive to grammar now since I live with this woman who's homeschooled for 10 years and she knows every little minuscule grammatical rule that anybody ever made up forever. And I can't even talk anymore without her noticing I've got the preposition in the wrong place, up with which I will not put. Citing witnesses may make you feel better, may make you feel like it's not just your opinion versus the other person's opinion, it's your opinion and everybody else's opinion too versus the other person's opinion. May make you feel better, but it is not going to do a whole lot to the other person. And furthermore, it's not going to be real fair to the people you cite, because they're not exactly there to say, don't do that. No, 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 no. What I told you was in confidence. Don't. Oh, no, don't use me. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. May make you feel like you're going to get some preferential influence. Doesn't usually happen. Am I the only one who thinks this? No, no, no. I think there's a lot of people who agree with me. And I don't want to start mentioning names with you people. And another thing, I've got to take a break now. And I personally think that I don't get enough breaks. And I don't want to mention any names, but Drew Mariani thinks I don't get enough breaks either. As well as Wendy Weiss, as well as Chuck Neff, and Father, I think even Father Carapi might have said something at one time, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on him. But I'm going to take a break now, and just leave it at that, okay? I'm not the only one who thinks I don't get enough breaks. Let's just leave it at that.